Well, I failed to support Ursula von der Leyen and her nominations, and I abstained in the end for one reason, because of her plans to proceed with negotiations to sign a Mercosur deal. And this is not something that's going to happen next year. It's going to be something that's going to happen next week, if we're to believe the briefing. And we're expecting a deal to be signed, and the fear is that it will not come back to our parliament or indeed come back to the Dáil. Now, I tried, when I met the commissioners, to seek an agreement with them that the Dáil and the parliament would have a vote, so there wouldn't be a split, so to speak, on this agreement. And I couldn't get that commitment. I got it from the agriculture commissioner that he would look at it, but I did not get it from von der Leyen. And at the end of the day, I sided with my colleague, Michael McNamara, the independent MEP for the South, and we said we must put a line in the sand at this point. We must stand up and make it clear to them we are not going to roll over.
The bottom line that's coming from farmers is that in Ireland and across the EU, we are absolutely stifled by regulations, by requirements, by rules, by SACs. Every time we try to do something, there's a new environmental provision that's going to stop us. It seems in countries covered by Mercosur, in South America, they can effectively do what they want, and we're going to lose out while there are cheap imports flooding the market, and this fundamentally isn't fair. That doesn't seem to be getting through to Ursula von der Leyen and the Commission.
This is the problem. This negotiations has been going on for over 19 years at this point, and we have made this point repeatedly to the European Community and to Ursula von der Leyen in recent times. That we, at the very least, we will lose a market of over 55 million euro in beef exports, and we are not prepared to stand by and allow the Brazilian market come in with no standards followed through, with no acknowledgement of the sort of standards and the health standards and safety standards that we have to do, our farmers have to do. It is not acceptable, and at the end of the day, we need to get this decision looked for at the European Parliament and in front of the Irish Dáil. I could not come back from Brussels or Strasbourg to farmers in Donegal in the northwest and tell them that I voted for von der Leyen's choice of commissioners without pursuing the critical element on the agenda at the moment. We cannot agree to it.